Today's daf is Psachim Daf Pei. We're going to start from the fourth white line on the Testament base. Okay? So we said the following. L'rav u'lelishna kama derav kahana. So we according to Rav and the first Lishna of Rav Kahana, Hodetanya, Tahorim osim esarishan, utmeim osim lo esarishan v'lo esasheni, hechim itartilo. So according to Rav, who holds, if let's say you have half people are tar, half people are tame, so you do Pesach Rishon. According to the first Lishna of Rav Kahana, that the tame people do on Pesach Sheni. When we learn in the Brisa, that says there were three different Brisos. So one of the Brisos was that we said, the Brisa says, the people who are Tahor do Pesach Rishon, and people who are tame don't do on Pesach Rishon or Pesach Sheni. Heche Metartzela. How does Rav and the first Lishna, Rav Kahana, understand that Brisa? Remember, there were three different Brisos, and we're trying to explain every Lishna according to every Brisa. So Rav Metaritz La. So Rav will explain that Brisa. Kigon Shehoyu Yisrael Mechza Tamei Mechza Tahorim. Rav will explain the Brisa that half the people were Tamei and half the people were Tahor, and Nashim Odfos Al HaTahorim. And when you count the women, so the women now add on to the Tahorim, and now the majority are now Tahor. Because Savar, and he, the author of the Brisa, holds Nashim Barishon Chova, the women have an obligation to bring the Korban Pesach, and Sheni Rishus, but the Pesach Sheni is only an option for the women, there's no Chiyuv, and therefore Barishon Lo Avde, in Pesach Rishon, you don't do the people who are Tameh, do not do the Korban Pesach because the Havelei Mir, because now they're only a minority when you count the women. Umiyuto lo avdi berishon, and the minority doesn't do in Pesach Rishon. Uvesheni lo avdi, and in Pesach Sheni, the people who are Tamei also do not do Pesach Sheni. Why? Dal nashim minayhu, because now you have to remove the women who are not obligated in Pesach Sheni. Vahavalhu pago. Now we're down to half and half. Upaga lo avdi b'besheni, and now half the tzibor doesn't do, if they're tamei, according to Rav, you're not going to do a Pesach Sheni. Ula Rav Kahana, and according to Rav Kahana in the first Lishna, what did Rav Kahana say? Rav Kahana says in the first, remember we had two versions of Rav Kahana. In the first version of Rav Kahana, he said that not only when the Miud are tamei in the Rishon, in Pesach Rishon, do they do Pesach Sheni, but Palga Nami Avdi. Rav Kahana in the first Lishna said that even if it's half and half, so then the Tamei people do Basheni and Pesach Sheni. That's Rav Kahana's first version. This is how he's going to explain this Brisa. To go and show you Yisrael, Mechza Tahor, Mechza Tameim. Let's say it's half and half, Tahor and Tamei. The Nashi Mashlimos Le Tahorim. And the women, if you add the women to the Tahor, so then they make it so that it's half. In other words, the case was that a majority of men were tamei and a minority of men were tahor, but if you add the women, so then it becomes half and half. So because savar nashim barishon chova v'sheni rishus, and this tana holds that women in Pesach Rishon is an obligation, and in Pesach Sheni it's an option. So therefore, what? On Pesach Rishon, the Tamei people don't do Lo Avdi, Rishon Lo Avdi. On Pesach Rishon, the Tameim do not do the Pesach. Why? Dahava Lahu Pago Pago, it's half and half. And according to Rav Kahana in the first version, if it's half and half, so then they don't do Pesach, they don't do the Korban Pesach. Bisheni Nami Lo Avdi, on Pesach Sheni, the Tameim also do not do they also don't do Pesach Sheni. Why? So, because Dal Nashim Minah Torah, you have to remove the women because they're not obligated from the Tahorim, and therefore Havalu Tameim Ruba Lo Avdi B'Sheni, and therefore you end up with a majority of people who are Tamei and Pesach Sheni, and if you have a majority of people in Pesach Sheni, they would never do a Pesach Sheni. You only do the only time that you have Tamei people doing a Pesach Sheni if they are in the minority, and here when you remove the women, then they are in the majority. Ula Rav Kahana, and according to Rav Kahana, whether according to the first Lishna or according to the second Lishna. Haritanya Reisha Ha Yisrael Mechza Torah Mechza Tmeim. Halal Osim La'atzim, Halal Osim La'atzim, Hechim Mentaritzla. According to the Brisa, there's one of the Brises said that if it's half and half, than the Tahorim do it by themselves on Pesach Rishon, and the Tameim do it by themselves on Pesach Rishon. Where do we find a case like this, according to Rav Kahana, who holds that if it's half and half, the Tamei people do not do it on Pesach Rishon? Samalach Rav Kahana, kind of says, Tanahi, okay, this Braisa, I cannot follow this Braisa. This is based on the Machlokes Tanoi. Ika Lamanda Omer Mechzal Mechzal Kirov. Ika Lamanda Omer Mechzal Mechzal Eino Kirov. So that's about, some say that if it's half and half, then each half is like a majority, and that would be Rav's position. And there's another Tana holds half and half is not like a rove, and that's whom I follow. Gufa. So let's talk about this Braisa. Let's return to the Braisa itself. In a case where you have half and half, half are Tamei, half are Tahor, and so Hayu Tameim Old Female Tahorim Afilu Echad Yase Betuma Lefish Ein Korban Tzibur Cholum. So when do we say that if it's half and half, then the Tamei people do the Korban Pesach by themselves and the Tahor people do it by themselves, when it's exactly half and half? But if the Tamei people have one more than the Tahor people, Yasu Betuma, then they all do it. Then they all do the Korban Pesach in a state of Tuma. Even it was like 500,000 to 1 to 500,000. Lefishein Korban Tzibur Choluk. Because you don't split up the Korban Pesach. Once you bring the Korban Pesach Betuma, in a state of Tuma, you don't separate between those who are bringing. They all do it as one Betuma. Rabbi Elazar ben Masya Omer, in Hayochin Machriyas Tzibur Letuma. Rabbi Elazar ben Masya says, no, you don't have one. You don't. If you have a majority of one, then that doesn't make the tzibur tamei. Why? Shenemar lo sucha lizboch es a pesach ba'achad shearecha. So he says the word ba'achad. The word achad ba'achad shearecha. The word ba'achad is extra. Could have said bisharecha. So he darshens the pasuk that you can't shech the korban pesach ba'achad because of one. In other words, one person cannot change the halacha of bringing the Korban Pesach or not. So you need, I guess, that according to this, would seem to be a majority of two at least. In any way. So Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shimon says, I feel a shevet acha tamei yishar kol yishvatim torim. Even if one shevet is tamei and all the rest of the shvatim are tahorim, halo osim latzma, halo osim latzma. So then the shevet, The Tamei Shevet brings it by themselves, and the other Shvatim bring it by themselves. My time with Rav Shimon, because Savar Shevet Echad Ikra Kal. Rav Shimon holds that one Shevet is called a Kahal, is called a community, a congregation, and therefore that's considered a Tzibor. What do we say? Tuma Hutra Bit Tzibor, right? Tuma is permitted Bit Tzibor. What's a Tzibor? So we think it's a majority of Klal Yisrael. No, Tzibor is also defined by a Shevet. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, afilu shevet echad tamei shar kol shvatim tahorim, yasu betuma shein korban chaluk tzibur chaluk. And Rabbi Yehuda says, if one shevet is tamei, the rest is shvatim tahorim, so they can all do the korban pesach betuma, even the shvatim that are tahor, they can all do it together, betuma, because we don't split a korban tzibur. So Gemara explains the reason. Rabbi Huda Savar Shevet Echad Ikre Kahal V'Havaluhu Pago Paga. So he says that one Shevet is called a Kahal, and one Shevet is called a Kahal, and all of Yisrael, and what emerges that all Yisrael, half of them are Tahor and half of them are Tameh. And ain, right? You know, and so therefore, you can have a half and half. Ain korban tzibur chaluk, and you can't. You're not. Once you have a tzibur bringing the korban betuma, you don't split it up. The of the kula betumas. Therefore, you all do it betuma. So now the Gemara explains. Itmar on this price. Itmar hayisro mechza tahoru mechza tameim. Let's say half of klaiso were tahor, half of klaiso were tamei. Amar Rav says, Echad mehen bisheretz. So Rav says, one of the Tahorim, let's say, is, if it's half and half, he says, make one of the Tahor people, Tamei bisheretz. So now you have that you can have them all bring on Pesach Rishon. Right? It's exactly 50-50. You take a dead sheretz and you have him touch a tahor person. Then you have a majority of people are tamei. Now they can all bring the korban Pesach on Pesach Rishon. The Gemara asks, "Am I? Why do you need to do this?" And you have the Hadi Lechudayo. Why don't you have Hadi Lechudayo? Why don't you have each do the Torah people do it by themselves and the Tamei people do it by themselves? The Hama Rav, Halo Osim Lasmam, Halo Osim Lasmam. Make it like Rav says, if it's exactly half and half, the Torah people do it by themselves and the Tamei people do it by themselves. Amri. Ben Yeshiva responded, "Achad Ma'iskin, what are we dealing with here? You go and show you Tameim Otfim Ala Torm Echad. The case is where it's the Tamei people are one more than the Tahor people, and the Gemara assumes at this point that that if it's only more than one more, then the Tahor people cannot do the Korban Pesach Bitara. Since the Tamei people are only the majority of one, so they think that the Tahor people, which are the Miut, they cannot bring the Korban Pesach Bitara in a state of Tara, and they can't even bring it Bituma. Why is that? Because they can't bring it Bitara, because the halacha of Halol Osim La'atzma, Halol Osim La'atzma, that's only when it's exactly 50-50, and maybe also they can't bring it bituma because the Tameim are only one over the Tahorim. So that also is not good. You need at least a majority of two. So Ihachi, if so, if really that's the case, Havaluhu Ruba Tameim, the Avdikula bituma. But no, Gemara says, why if the Tameim are one more than Tahorim, let them all do it together. So Savala Kravalazar ben Masha, Damar Ena Yachim Achriel, it's a Sibra Latuma. No, at this point, Rav, who says that when he says you should be Metame, one person Besheretz, with the Sheretz, he holds like Kravalazar ben Masha, that if you have one more Tame person than the Tahor people, then you can't all do it Betuma, because you don't have a Sibor that's Tame only by a majority of one. Ihachi had a cushion leduchte. So then the question resorts to its original place. Niyavdu hanu lechudayv hanu lechadayv. Why don't you do half and half? What's the problem? Why don't you simply do half and half? Elahachi kamar. Now this is what it means to say. Ika tana de savarla. Kitana kama de amar pago pagalovdi kulo bituma. If there is a tana who holds like the tana kama that we saw in yesterday's brisa, that if it's half and half, that they have to split, right? There's one Tana that says they have to split. If it's half and half, right? We have two different Tanaim. One Tana says if it's half and half, then they all do it together or they split. So according to the Tana who holds that half and half, they have to split up. That the Torah people do it by themselves, the Tamei people do it by itself. And if you also hold like Rabbi Yehuda, who says that you're really not supposed to split up in a korban tzibur, so then you're stuck. So mitamim echam hem b'sheretz. So what do? So you are mitame one of them with the sheretz. So then you have the majority of the tzibur is tame, and then you can do it all betuma. So if you want to follow both opinions, like the Tanakama of the Brisa, who says that you split the Tuma and Tahara people, and you also want to hold Rabbi Yehuda, that we don't split a Korban Sibur B'Tamei, so then what you do, just make one more person Tamei, you have a majority of people are Tamei, and then they can all do it together. V'ula Amar, and Ula says, Mishalchen Echa Behem Adair Chachoka, so you don't have to make one of them Tamei, just send them to a far distance. That's also, if you have one person who is very far away, so then he's exempt from the Korban Pesach, and therefore the Tamei people are now more than Tahor people, and then you can make everyone can do the Korban Pesach together bituma. The Gemara asks, "V'tamenu b'sheretz." So why they said, "I don't understand." Why have to send him far away? Just make one of them Tamei b'sheretz. Why do you have to send him away? Because savar shochtim v'zorkim al Tamei sheretz. So the Gemara answers that Ula holds that if someone is Tamei sheretz, then you actually can shecht the Korban Pesach for that person, even if he's a Tamei Sheretz. Why? Because if you're Tamei B'Sheretz, you are only tame for that day, and you can eat the Korban Pesach at night. So let's say let's say it's 50-50, and then you make one guy tame b'sheretz. Ah, now we have a majority tame. Not so fast. Ula holds like the opinion that if I'm tame sheretz, so I'm going to be tahor. I go to the mikvah that day, which is the 14th of Nisan. And then in the evening, I can eat the Korban Pesach, so you can do a shechita for me. So being metame me with the sheretz is not a good solution. So fine. Don't make me touch a sheretz. Make me touch a corpse. So Gemara says, matcheyu ata mechagigaso. Yeah, but if you do that, then I can't bring a Korban Chagiga. So Hashinami Matchei Ratami Pitzchel. Yeah, if you send me away to a far distance from Yerushalayim, I also can't bring the Korban Pesach. So the Gemara says, Afshar Da'avi B'Shedi. Yeah, but if someone, but if the difference is that if I'm in a distance away, so I'm not completely rejected from the. Hashinami Matchei Ratami. I'm sorry, Hashinami Matchei Ratami Pitzchel. So if I send them in a far distance, then now I can't bring my Korban Pesach. So why are you doing that to me? Why should I have to suffer? It's 50-50. So make me Tameh, or sorry, send me far away. Now I can't bring Korban Pesach. So Gemara says, no, Efshe Dovi B'Sheni. It's okay. I can bring Pesach Sheni. So Gemara says, B'meis Nami Efshe Dovi B'Shvi Dehava Leishmini Shelo. So Gemara says, if someone's Tameh Meis on Erev Pesach, so also it's possible to do the Korban Chagiga on the seventh day of Pesach, the Havalei Shmini Shelo, because the seventh day of Pesach is your eighth day of Tuma, so then you can bring the Korban Chagiga on the last day of Pesach. So again, why isn't a solution to simply make me touch a corpse? You're going to say, if I touch a corpse, I can't bring a Korban Chagiga. Not true. If I'm Tameh on Erev Pesach, on the seventh day of Pesach, I am Tahor, and then I can bring my Korban Chagiga. Kasavar Ula holds, Kulo Tashlumim Derishon Ninhu, and he says, all of the days of the Chag can be used to make up for the first day. The Chazi Barishon, Chazi Bekulo, V'chol Heichad L'Chazi Barishon L'Chazi Bekulo. So he holds that if you're fit to bring the Korban on the first day of the holiday and you don't bring it, then you can bring it the rest of the days. But if you're not fit to bring on the first day, you can't bring it the rest of the day. So Ula's of the opinion that if I'm Tamei Meis on the first day of Pesach, I cannot bring on the eighth day of Pesach. I can only bring it on the eighth day of Pesach if I am fit to bring it on the first day of Pesach, and I do not, for whatever reason, I can bring it all the way to the last day of Pesach. But if I'm not fit to bring it because I'm Tameh on the first day of Pesach, I cannot bring it on the last day of Pesach, even though I am Tahor. Amru Rav Nachman, Zilu v'amru le'le'ula man tzayis da akar sike u'mishkine v'roi. So Rav Nachman said to the Bnei Yeshiva, go and say to Ula, who will listen to you, that will uproot the pegs of his tent and run. In other words, who's gonna listen to us to burden himself and to go far away from Yerushalayim? Much better to follow Rav's suggestion just to be Tahor B'Sheretz. Okay. Now the Gemara above explains that even if someone became Tabe, that he brings the Korban Pesach Sheni, it's not only someone who's Tamei Meis, but even if you have Tumas Zav or a Mitzora. Nevertheless, the halacha of Korban Pesach, that Tuma Hutra Bitzibor, that only applies to Tamei Meis. So there are different types of Tuma, right? There are many types. So of these three categories, right, there's Tamei Meis, and Zav is a higher level of Tuma, because there you're sent away even from Har Habayis. And Mitzora is even higher level, and there you're sent away from any walled city. So those are more severe forms of Tuma. If you have any of these three forms of Tuma, Tamei Meis, Zav, and Mitzora, you cannot bring Pesach Rishon, but you can bring Pesach Sheni, but The halacha of tuma hutra betziva is only if the tzibor is tamei meis. If the tzibor is tuma zav or tuma mesora, then they don't bring pesach shedi. I'm sorry. Strike that. If the tzibor is tamei meis, then they would bring pesach rishon. But if the tzibor is tamei zav or tamei mesora, they would not bring pesach rishon. There's no tuma hutra betzibor. So itmar. If the majority of Klal Yisrael were Zav and the minority were Tamei Meis, Amarav Osam Tamei Meisim Einim Osim Lo Rishon Lo Besheni. Those who are Tamei Meis don't bring Pesach Rishon or don't bring Pesach Sheni. Why? Rishon Lo Avdi. They can't bring Pesach Rishon. Why? Dava Miuta Umiuta Lo Avdi Barishon. Cause only a minority is Tamei Meis Barishon. So we don't apply Tumah Hutra Betzibor. Because it only applies to Tamei Meis, and only a minority of Klal Yisrael are Tamei Meis Barishon, and by Sheni Lo Avdi Kolhecha Da Avid Tzibor Barishon Avid Yachid B'Sheni, and we don't bring on Pesach Sheni because we only bring Pesach Sheni in a situation when the Tzibor brought the korban in Pesach Rishon. That's when you do Pesach. That's when individuals do Pesach Sheni. But if Kol Hecha De Lo Avdi Tzibor Rishon, but if the Tzibor does not bring Pesach Rishon, Lo Avid Yachi B'Sheni, then the individual cannot bring B'Sheni. The Miut does not bring the Sheni. So since the Tzibor did not bring Pesach Rishon, because they the majority of them had Tumas Ziva, so therefore the Miut does not bring, the Miut who was Tamei Meis, did not bring Pesach Sheni. Amar Lo Shmuel, Zilu Amru Lei La'aba, V'yasu B'nei Yisrael Tzav Pesach M'Mo'ado. So Shmuel said to Bnei Yeshiva, go tell Rav that the Pasuk says that Bnei Yeshiva should do the Korban Pesach b'mo'ado in its time. My avatale, so what becomes of this Pasuk? Pasuk says that when you can't do b'mo'ado means that when you are Tame, you do Pesach, the Tzibor is Tame, they have to do it b'mo'ado. So how do you fulfill this Pasuk in this circumstance? Amar Lahu, Zilu Imulei. So Rav said back to his Bnei Yeshiva, you go tell Shmuel, Ki havu kulon zavi, when all Klal Yisrael are zavi, my avat lai, what are you supposed to do with the pasuk? Ella came in the left, shalu efshar. What do you mean? So when it's not possible to do it but more in its moed, it's not possible. What can you do? What are you supposed to do? Hachadami. So in other words, when all Klal Yisrael are zavim, so what do you do with that pasuk in that case? B'mo'ados. You also can't fulfill it. So similarly, Hachanami, so here also, when the majority are Zav, and the minority are Tamei Meis, Lo Efshar, it's also not possible. So what can you do? You're stuck. Okay. So Itmar, it was said. Another fact pattern. Hayu Ruban Tamei Meisim. If, let's say, the majority of Klal Yisrael are Tamei Meis, Umiyutin Zavim, and the minority are Zavim. They, right? So, Rafun Amar ain't tashlum in the Pesach above the Tuma. So the majority they were Tamei Meis, so they're going to do the Korban Pesach in the state of Tuma. But what about the Miut who were Zavim? So Rafuna says you can't, that you're stuck. If they didn't do the Korban Pesach in by Pesach Rishon, so then they can't do Pesach Sheni. But Rav Ada Bar Ava, if the Pesach Rishon was done bituma, then no one can make up Pesach Sheni. Ravada Barava Mar Yesh Tashlum LePesach Babatuma. Ravada Barava said that you can even do Pesach Sheni if Pesach Rishon was done Bituma. So again, Tuma Hutra B'Tzibor, the majority were Tamei Meis. They did the Pesach Rishon Bituma. So does the halacha Pesach Sheni apply? Machlokes Rav Huna and Ravada Barava. Name Abba Hakamifli, let's say that their machlokes reflects the following machlokes. Demanda Amar ain't tashlim in the Pesach above a tuma, kasavra tuma dechuyuhi betzibor. There Rav Huna who holds that you can't make up for the Pesach Sheni, that if the Pesach Rishon was done betuma, he holds tuma is dechuyuhi, it's pushed off betzibor. So, and therefore, it's not like completely, chutra, it's a dechuya. And therefore, those who were tame that brought it, they're not considered as if they brought it betara. In other words, we view it as if I was Tamei Meis and the majority were Tamei Meis and I brought it, so I'm like a Tamei person who brought the Pesach Rishon, and so therefore it's not like I was Tahor. We don't treat me as if I was Tahor in Pesach Rishon. So therefore Pesach Rishon was brought betuma, and therefore there's no Pesach Sheni. Uman damar yesh tashlumin in the Pesach haba betuma kasava tuma hutra betzibor. Rav Bar Abba views it if the rov tzibor are tome by Pesach Rishon, and let's say I'm tome tumas meis, so we view it as if I was tahor. We view it as if Klai Yisrael brought it betara tuma hutra betzibor. We view it as if there was no tuma. So it's as if it was brought betara, the state of tara, and since it was brought in the state of tara, state of purity. So of course, like any situation where Rov Tzibur were tahor, so then you would have a concept of Pesach Shedi. So Amri B'nei Shiva says, "Lo, no, Chuli Alma Tuma Dechuyu B'Tzibur." No, maybe you can say that everyone agrees Tuma is only as Dechuyu, just pushed off B'Tzibur. Uvahakamifli, this is their debate. Mar Savar Tahara Mitchaya. That when the Korban Pesach was done B'Tzibur B'Tara, then you push it off to Pesach Shedi. But if the Korban Pesach was done bituma, so the Zavim who were not able to bring it with the Tzibor, they're not pushed off the Pesach Sheni. Only, right, the in other words, when the Korban Pesach was done bitara, so then the Tomei people are pushed off the Pesach Sheni. But if the Korban Pesach was done bituma, so then the Tommy people are not pushed up at Pesach Sheni. Marso Ravada holds afilu tuma nami medachaya. That even when the Korban Pesach was done bituma, so also the Tommy people are pushed off to Pesach Sheni. Now, one more case that they're going to debate about of this case of a mixture of different types of tuma. Itmar was said in the base Medrash. Hoyu shlishisan zavim. Let's say a third were zavim. Shlishisan Tahorim, a third were Tahor, Ushli Shisan Tamei Mace. So you got a third Zavim, a third Tahorim, and a third Tamei Mace. So Amar Mani Barpatish, Osam Tamei Maceim, Enam Osim Lo Sarisha Velosa Sheni. If I'm Tamei Mace, I can't bring in Pesach Rishon or Pesach Sheni. Why? Barisha Lo Avdi, I can't bring in Pesach Rishon. Why? Because Higdilu Zavin Al Tahorim, the Lo Avdin Bituma. So now you have Rov Tzibor that are Tameh, the Havalei Tameh Mesim Miuta. So you have a majority of people are Tameh. So you have that. So if the Zavin are more than the Tahorim, then you would not bring the Pesach Bituma. So now what emerges, the Tmei Mesim are the Miut. The Tmei Mesim are a minority. Umiuto lo abde berishon. So in other words, the people who are Tmei Mes cannot bring it Barishon, because we have a third that are Tamei Meis. So you can only, someone who's Tamei Meis can only bring on Pesach Rishon, if the majority of the people are Tamei Meis. Here, you only have a third of people who are Tamei Meis, and therefore they cannot bring it in Pesach Rishon. The Sheni Lo Avdi, they can't bring it in Pesach Sheni. Why? Because Nitzarfu Hazavim Im Tamei Meisim De Lo Avdi Barishon. Bahavalahu Ruba, Ruba lo mincho le Pesach Sheni. So now, the Pesach Sheni they can't do, because since by that time, the Zavim were already Tahor, so then we joined the Zavim with the people who are Tamei Meis, who didn't do it the Pesach Rishon, and now you have a majority of people. So in other words, you can only bring, a Tamei Meis can only bring in Pesach Rishon if the majority of people are Tamei Meis and Pesach Rishon. So that's not the case, because there's only a third who are Tamei Meis. And the Tamei Meis can only bring on Pesach Sheni if they were part of the minority who were Tamei, who could not bring it on Pesach Rishon, and they were part of the majority who could not bring it on Pesach Rishon, because they joined together with the Zavim. So therefore, they cannot bring in Pesach Rishon or Pesach Sheni. Okay, the Mishnah is now going to discuss the Korbanos Pesach and Nazir. that were sprinkled, that you had Zrika Sadam, and then afterwards you found out that they were Tamei, the Korbanos, or their owners. So, HaPesach, Shenizrak Damo, V'achachach, no, the Shu Tamei, Hatzitz Meratza. Let's say, my Korban Pesach, so they sprinkled the blood. We finished all the Avoda for the Korban Pesach. And then, what happens? And then, I thought everything was good. I thought everything was Tahor. And then I found out that what? The Korban Pesach was really Tamei. Or the blood was really Tamei. Before the Zrika Sadam. I didn't realize that. Then the tzitz, that the fact that the Kohen Gadol wears the tzitz, that serves as a kapara. So I don't have to do Pesach Sheni. The Gemara is going to discuss further details of this case, but that's the first case. I did the whole Korban Pesach. I think everything is glatt kosher. Then after the sprinkling of the blood, Zrika Sadam, the ritual of the Avodah is finished. It finds out that the Basar, the dumb, was Tameh. It's all good. Nitma Guf. Let's say that the owner became Tamei before the Zrika Sadam, Eina Tzitz Baratza. Then the Tzitz does not serve as a Kapara, and now I have to do Pesach Sheni. Why? Because at the time of Zrika Sadam, I can no longer bring Korban Pesach. So why is this? Mipnei Sha'amru HaNazir Ve'Oseh Pesach. And this is why they make a distinction between the tuma of the korban and my own tuma. So, I'm sorry. Let me say that again. The first case is where the animal became tamei. If the meat or the blood became tamei, if I found out after the avoda that the blood or the meat became tamei before the completion, before Zrika Sadam, then it's all good. There is kapara. However, if I found out after Zrika Sadam that I personally, the owner, became Tamei before Zrika Sadam, then no good, I have to bring a Pesach Sheni. Now, why is there a difference if I found out that the meat became Tamei versus if I found out that I became Tamei? So because the Chavim said that the Nazir and Osa Pesach had Tzitz Meratzel Tumas Adam and Tzitz Meratzel Tumas Aguf, that the Tzitz is Meratzel, can serve as a kapara if the blood of the korban became tamei, but not if the owner became tamei. Now, nitma tumas tahom. Let's say that if I became tamei with a tumas mace that was not known to anyone in the world, okay, when the tuma was already shechted, so then it's halacha l'Moshe Mi-Sinai that the tzitz is meratzeh, and the nazir doesn't have to bring a second, you know, korban. He doesn't count. There's zeros again, and also you could bring the korban pesach. So if it's some kind of tumas mace that was not, it's called tumas tahom. The Gemara is going to explain why this halacha is only talking about tumas meis, but it's talking about that it's a lashon of suffik and iyadia. Rashi says she came and she ate adama makir betumazu. No one recognized this tuma. No one knew about this at all. So then it's like tahom. It's like the netherworld. It's completely unknown. So that's the point. It is if nobody ever knew about this tuma beforehand. So then it works. Okay, so the Gemara is going to explain. So the Gemara says the following. It's commenting on the Mishnah that says what? The Korban Pesach, if you sprinkle the blood and you found out that you were Tamei, and then you found out that the blood was Tamei, the Tzitz serves as a Kapara. Taima, the Nizrak V'Achach Noda, that's only if you found out after Zrika Sadam. Aval Noda V'Achach Nizrak. But if you knew about it first, that the blood was Tamei, and then you sprinkle the blood, lo meratza, no kapara. Raminu, but we have a question on that, on the Mishnah, on the implication from the Mishnah, from the following brisa. Al mahatzitz, meratza, on what does the tzitz serve as a kapara? Al adab, al basav, al chayv shenitma. It serves as a kapara on the blood, and on the meat, and on the forbidden fat that's burned on the mizbeach that became Tamei. Bein b'shogin, bein b'mezid, bein b'onus, bein b'ratza, whether it was unintentional, intentional, whether it was accidental or willingly, bein yachid, bein tzibur, whether korban yachid, whether korban tzibur. So the simple understanding of this price is what? Is that even if you knew before b'mezid, intentionally, even if you knew before Zrika Sadam, what does it mean that intentionally? It means that what? You knew that you became Tameh, that the blood became Tameh before Zrika Sadam, and b'mezid, you sprinkled the blood afterwards. So this would seem to indicate that the tzitz is meratzeh. It serves as a kapara in all instances. Even if you found out that the blood became Tameh before Zrika Sadam. So Ravina says, Tum aso. We're not talking about, the type of Zrika Sadam. We're talking about after Zrika Sadam. Everything's talking about after Zrika Sadam. That we're saying that what? That Tum aso, bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid, chortza, I'm sorry, we're talking about, it's not talking about the Zrika Sadam, but we're talking about if someone, we're not talking about the Zrika Sadam, but we're talking about another halacha. We're talking about if the korban became tameh, that whether the korban became tameh, b'shogeg or b'mezid, once there was Zrika Sadam, then the kapara is achieved through the tzitz. That's what the brisa say. We're not, but however, if let's say I found out, so in other words, we're saying the following. We're saying that regarding the tuma of the korban, whether I made the korban tameh, whether someone made the korban tameh b'shogeg or b'mezid, so then doesn't make a difference. Once there was Zrika Sadam, so then you achieve kapara. However, you only achieve kapara if what? If I found out that it became Tameh, however it became Tameh, after Zrika Sadam. But if I found out beforehand, so then I'm not, therefore, then there is no kapara. Rav Shila Amar, Rav Shila said the opposite. Zrikaso bein b'shogeg bein b'mezid. When it comes to Zrika Sadam, whether you knew at the time of the Zrika or not, Hurtza. If you did Zrika Sadam, it's valid. But Tumaso, if the Korban became Tameh, b'shogeg Hurtza, if it became Tameh, b'shogeg unintentionally, you get Kapara. B'mezid, but if it became Tameh b'mezid, you don't get Kapara. Elahadit Katani b'shogeg b'mezid. So when the Brisa says that whether it's unintentional or intentional, so then it still achieves kapara. Hachkamar, how do you understand this? Nitma b'shogeg. Nitma b'shogeg. Bein nitma b'shogeg. If the korban became tamei b'shogeg, uzrako bein b'shogeg bein b'mezid hortza. That if the korban became tamei b'shogeg, and then you did Zrika Sadam, whether you did it unintentionally or intentionally, you get kapara. So you have a debate here as to, when the korban achieves, when you achieve kapara for the korban, depending on whether it became, whether you knew or you didn't know. So that's a machlokes, it seems here. V'hodik tani, but according to Rav Shila, that which the Mishnah says, dam shenizrak v'acharkach noda, if the blood was sprinkled and then afterwards you found out that the korban was tameh, taima de nizrach v'achach noda, aval noda v'achach nizrach lo. But how does Rav Shila deal with our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says pretty clearly that you only get kapara if you didn't know about the tuma until after the Zrika Sadam. So the Gemara says, hu adin afilu noda v'achach nizrach. He says, no, the Mishnah would say the same thing. Even if you knew before Zrika Sadam, you would also get kapara. Why does the Mishnah specifically say that you only get kapara through the tzitz if you sprinkled it and then you knew about it. Mishum debay lemishnei seifa nitma haguf ein tzitz beratza, because it wanted to compare it to the second case, which is what if the person became tameh, the tzitz is not meratza. The afilu nizrak va'achar kaf noda lo, that it's because the second case of the mishnah says what. That let's say I became Tamei, I'm the owner of the Korban, I became Tamei, and we didn't find out about it until after Zrikas Hadam. Even in that case, I don't get Kapara through the Tzitz. So therefore, Katani Reisha Nami Vachach Noda, so we give a parallel case in the Reisha. But even in the Reisha, don't make the negative implication that you have to know about the Tuma only after the Zrika Saddam for the tzitz to work. That's according to Rav Shila.
Rabbi, yes. Sorry to interrupt. Yes. We're talking about Korban Pesach here, right?
Yeah.
What's the inyan of Kapara
It's the inyan, you're right. It's the inyan. So the question is, do you have to do Pesach Sheni or not? That's really the question. Do you have to do Pesach? It's Ritzoy. So it's in a tzitz meratzah. In other words, right, maybe Kapara is a bad word. But in other words, it's not effective. If it's not effective, you have to do a Pesach Sheni. So we end up with a machlokes amoraim of how to understand the Mishnah is that everyone agrees the following. Everyone agrees that if I became Tamei before Zrika Saddam, the owner, I have to do Pesach Sheni. If the Korban became Tamei, but I didn't find out about it, and I didn't find out about it until after Zrika Saddam, everyone agrees, I don't have to do Pesach Sheni. If the Korban became Tameh before Zrikas Hadam, and I found out about it, and I did, and we still did Zrikas Hadam, that's a machlok samaraim, how to understand the Mishnah. Okay, the Mishnah continues. Nitma. Let's say the Nazir becomes Tameh, or he does the Pesach with Tumas to home, etc. The Tzitz is Meratza. Boy Rami Barchama. Kohen HaMeratza B'Korban Osehem. So let's say a Kohen who brings the Korban Nazir and he does the Korban Pesach. Hutra lo tubas at the home. if he became Tamei, the tzitz is Meratza and the Korban doesn't become Pasul. Olo. So let's say the Kohen, what's the deal with this Tumas the home, the Tuma that you didn't know about at all, no one knew about it before, is that okay? Miam Rinan, ki gemire, tumas at home bibaalim. Do we say that the leniency of tumas to home, that b'dieved, the Korban Pesach is good, that's only talking about the owners who became Tamei. But Kohen lo gemire. But the Kohen who brings the Korban, if you find out afterwards that he had tumas to home, this unknown tuma, then it's not permitted. It's not a good Korban. Or maybe there's no difference whether this Kohen or the owner. Omer Rava says, Tashma, come in here. The Tani Rav Chia. The Rav Chia taught, lo amru tumas to home el lemeis bovad. We only said tumas to home only in a situation of the only in a situation of the mace, and only in a situation of the tumas mace. But they didn't allow, but other types of tumas to home were not permitted. So when it says mace the mute, my was it come to exclude? Lavli mute tumas to home desheret. Let's say if I put my hand in the dirt and I picked up, I didn't realize, I put my hand in the dirt and I picked up a sheret. No, and it was covered and nobody knew about the sheret before. That's tumas to home. Tumas to home is you come across a corpse. You didn't know that there was a corpse, that you didn't know there was a corpse before. If you knew there was a corpse before, and then you touched it, then even unknowingly, that's no good. But if a tumas tahom is something was hidden in the ground, and you just walk somewhere, and then you feel something, and that's a corpse. Now, by tumas sheretz, so the tzitz is not meratza. That's there's no leniency when it comes to that. There's only leniency of tumas tahom by a mace. Now, v'maya skinan, what are we dealing with? E neima bibaalim. Are we talking about the owners of the korban who touched the sheretz? So v'man. And what are we speaking about? Are we speaking about the nazir or someone is doing the korban pesach? Even nazir, if we're dealing with the nazir, then the whole reason why the Nazir becomes Tame needs the heter of Tumas Tahom is because the Tuma will undo his count of Nazirus. He'll have to start again. But by Tuma Sheretz, Mima Hanibe, but Tuma Sheretz does not undo his counting. Because the Pasuk says, V'chi Yamus Mei Salav Omer Rachmada. So in other words, if a Nazir becomes Tame, he has to start counting his days of Nazirus again. That's only if what? He actually comes in contact with a corpse. But if the Nazir comes in contact with the Sheretz, that does not undo the count. So that can't be talking about a Nazir. Ella, Ba'osa Pesach. So we're talking about when it says, when the halacha is, when Rav Chiya said, Lo Amru Tumas HaTahom El Lameis Belvad, that is coming to exclude what? It's coming to exclude a korban. Someone's doing a korban pesach. If someone had tumas to home, so then he does not become tama. The korban works, but if it was tumas sheretz, then the tzitz is meratza, and the korban does not work. Hanich lemandamar in shochti main zorkim al tamei sheretz. This works according to the opinion that says that we shach the korban pesach, but we don't do zrikas adam on Tame Sheretz, for owners who became Tame B'Sheretz. So therefore, Rav Chisa needs to tell us that even if you become Tame, that even if you became Tame, you can do the Korban Pesach with Tumas, and then you do the Tzitz is not Meratzeh with Tumas Tahom B'Sheretz. El Leman de Omar Shochtim V'Zorkim al Tame Sheretz. According to the opinion that says that you can bring a Korban Pesach even for someone who is Tamei Sheretz. Why? Because remember, Tamei Sheretz is only Tamei on that day. He can eat the Korban that night. So there's a machlokes. So according to the opinion that says that I can bring the Korban for someone who's Tamei Sheretz, Hashta Tuma Yedua Hutralo. So if I knew that it was a Sheretz, so obviously that's allowed. So Tuma Satahom, Lo Kol Shekein. So if you can shecht the korban for Tumas Sheretz that you know about, certainly Tumas Sheretz, Tumas Tahom, certainly you can shecht. So what's Rav Chiya teaching us? So like what's he telling us that tzitz is not meratzeh for Tumas Tahom of Sheretz? What's the case? Elalav b'kohen. So therefore the case where Rav Chiya is telling you that Tumas Tahom doesn't work for Tumas to home of Sheretz, it can only be talking about one person, a Kohen, who brings the Korban for the Nazir and the Korban Pesach. And therefore, Shmamina, Chutralo, Tumas HaTahom. So what do we see from here? So in other words, the Rav Chiya's halacha, that Tumas HaTahom, that leniency of Tumas HaTahom doesn't apply to Sheretz, can only refer to a Kohen. Because it can't refer to the Baalim, because we don't need to tell you that, because you can shecht it for the korban for someone who has tumas sheretz. So it can only refer to the kohen who's bringing the korban. So for saying that the leniency of tumas tahom doesn't apply by a tumas sheretz by a kohen, so what must that mean? It must mean that the general leniency, that was our original question, the general leniency of tumas tahom not only applies to the Baalim, but also applies to the Kohen. If you never knew about this, then the Korban works. Amar Rav Yosef Yossi says, "Lo, no, that's it's not a good proof. La olam bi Baalim u v'pesach ulim ute tumas hatahom deziva," and that really, Rav Chiya comes to tell you that the tzitz that we're talking about, the odors, and we're talking about Korban Pesach, and it comes to exclude that what? The tzitz only is meratzeh if you became tamei with tumas tahom for a mace, but not tumas tahom of a ziva. What's the case of a ziva? Let's say a zav who was in his last day of Tara, and the time of the Zrika Saddam, so he thought that at night he could become tahor, and then he can eat the Korban Pesach. But afterwards, he became Tamei Beziva, and that knocked out his 7 days. If you're Zav, you're Zav for 7 days. And retroactively, then he was not fit to eat the Korban Pesach at night. So even though at that time, nobody knew that he would become Tameh. So in other words, you shat the Korban Pesach for someone who was a Zav on his seventh day of Tumah, and then he later becomes Tameh, so that's considered Tumas Tahom. And in this case, Rav Chiya says that the Tzitz is not Meratzeh, and this Zav would have to bring the Korban of Pesach Sheni. We'll further discuss the Ziva case, God willing, tomorrow.